Welcome to the White Rabbits podcast. I'm here with Gracie.
Hello.
And Dallas.
Hi.
And all three of us have a topic or story that we're going to cover today, starting with Dallas.
How are you?
Yeah. Okay.
Hello.
Let's not jump in and start with me here.
Okay. Let's start with Gracie.
Okay. My topic today is that social media has, in fact, ruined the art of courtship and love.
And what's your take on it?
I think it has. Like, nobody's writing letters anymore, and nobody's sending flowers, and nobody's like, I don't know. Now it's just like sending TikToks to each other. And yeah. That's kind of lame. Like, I'm not saying I don't send TikToks between Cooper and I, but like,
it's changed.
It's changed
things. Yeah. Whether ruined is the right word, which you could still be right.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed things.
But nobody's making an effort in a relationship anymore, because like, not only like social media, you can talk without like making an effort to talk, like just texting and calling and stuff, but like cheating culture has like blown up from that.
It's weird though, because on one hand it's easier, in a way it's easier to cheat because it's easier to meet new discreet anonymous people.
Mm-hmm. And just delete chats.
But in another way, I feel like it's harder to cheat with your Snap Maps, with Life 360, with random people being able to see you in pictures in different
places.
But
it makes it so much easier, though, because you can pause locations. Mm-hmm. And Snapchat, like, helps you cheat.
Oh, yeah. Snapchat was originally an app made for sending nudes to people. That's why it tells you if they replay or if they screenshot. Like, that's what Snapchat was for. Originally.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's blown up so much since it came out.
And, it almost makes micro-cheating easier, too, because you're seeing all of these girls on Instagram. Like, so many men and women follow Instagram models that look nothing like their partner. Mm-hmm. And that just does not feel good for the partner in question.
And it sets unrealistic expectations.
It really does. Like, it's I want you to look this way, but you don't, so I'm going to look on social media.
Yeah.
Like, that's embarrassing.
Let's start from the top on that. So even initiating courtship, initiating a relationship, how has it changed things?
It's not, like, just meeting in a coffee shop or meeting at a grocery store anymore. It's not, like, bumping into each other. Dating apps, honestly, have, like, I feel like kind of skewed that, too, because your first interaction is not in person. Your first interaction is a cheesy text message.
It's boring.
It's
get added on Snapchat, you add it back, and you get a, hey, what do you look like?
Yeah,
it's not even not even what do you look like. It's WYD.
Yeah, but like, who wants to do that?
And then if you have to send a cheesy pickup line on a dating app or something, I feel like that's inherently manipulative from the get-go. If you think that you have to win someone over with like a witty thing or the right thing to say, that's just the wrong way to look at it.
And you almost like can't be yourself, so you look more attractive on those dating apps. Like, you post five pictures of yourself. You say, I like cats, not dogs. I like this, like this, like this. Like,
I feel like dating can't be like a form. Like, you can't just pick what you want.
Like, you shouldn't be able to swipe on who you want or who you're interested in.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Like, I don't know. Nobody's getting flowers for someone anymore because it's so easy to just like send a picture of or like an emoji or something.
I was walking through a grocery store this last weekend with a friend, and we ran into some people that he knew, and the gal that we ran into, I just like asked if she was single, and he's like, yeah, but he's like, yeah, I can give you her Snap. I'm like, I'm not going to initiate a relationship
over Snapchat.
Just, hey, you look nice in the grocery store. Like, that's not, I'll never revert to that.
And I know it's like kind of hypocritical for me because Cooper and I did start talking on Snapchat, but we knew each other in elementary.
Yeah.
Like, we knew each other beforehand. We just, like, I wasn't working yet, so I wasn't in North Platte all of the time. Like,
and at least you guys, like, went on a date before you started dating. There's people that start dating and they still haven't even, like, met.
That's my biggest pet peeve. Nobody goes on dates before they start dating anymore.
Right.
No.
Nobody. It's a talking stage.
They have to talk.
What is a talking stage? I've never been through one of those.
I think like, okay, you, like, you meet someone on, you, you get their snap or you get their number, but mm-hmm. the only thing I think you should say at all before you actually meet each other in person is what day, what time, what mm-hmm. place are we meeting?
Yeah.
And then go. And then if you want to continue, go from there. Mm-hmm. But like, go meet each other. Go have a date in person first.
Like,
nobody does this anymore.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean you talk to each other for 3 months and we're saying like lovey-dovey stuff, but you weren't in a relationship? Mm-hmm. You didn't go on a date? You hung out a couple of times, but like not in a formal date setting.
Right, like in a sweatpants setting.
Yeah, like going
like
to each other's...
you're just sitting in each other's couches watching movies. Like, that doesn't
count.
Yeah,
that's not... it. Like, going mm-hmm. to each other's house and sitting in your room does not count as a date. Sorry. Like, unless, like, you were planning for that and, like, planning to have snacks and watch movies, sure, you can make it a date. But it's never actually a date.
It's just sitting on the couch in your sweats, opening a bag of chips out of your pantry.
Well, and it's not even sweats because, like, I feel like girls in talking stages feel the need to always, 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 always look so pretty. So, it like, she's wearing jeans and a sweater and, like, full face of makeup while he's wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And probably smells.
And probably smells. And badly shaven.
Yeah.
And so it's shaven. Him, like, the level of respect that both parties are showing each other
mm-hmm.
in that sense. Like, I'm not even going to take the time out of my week and the money out of my wallet to make this something to remember.
Yeah.
We're just going to go through my recommended for you list on Netflix
yeah.
and
yeah.
find something to watch for 20 minutes before we start macking, probably.
Yeah.
And most guys don't even like want to go on dates. They just want to like, they just add you on Snapchat because they think you're hot. They don't like care to like,
or they add
you
on Snapchat because they're adding every girl on their quick ad.
Yeah.
Which then they're just creating like a zoo of girls to pick from.
Like there was a boy in our class who literally said, I have 20 girls that I regularly talk to, regularly snap, like that he's interested in. 20? Like,
that's crazy.
That's insane.
Like, you don't actually like any of them. You just think they're pretty.
Not at all. Like,
it's went from like, if you compare it to fishing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like reeling out, there's like an art to it, fly fishing, maybe mm-hmm. you catch one, catch the big one. And now it seems like kids are just like net fishing. They just, they're trawling their boat through the ocean and they're just catching everything.
Catching anything that breathes.
Yep. Most of the time it's human.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Except for that one time.
Except for that one time.
Oops. But, like, honestly, like, phones and social media have ruined the art of love. Like, men used to send letters to girls and, like, try to win them over, like, writing all of the time. And men used to be a lot more poetic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that women aren't as poetic anymore, because there are definitely women I know who, like, are not at all poetic, but it's like men make less of an effort to be poetic to win you over because they know how easy it is. Like, oh, I'm one of the only loyal guys. Like, you'll never find one like me.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't have to say anything nice to you. Like,
and if they do, it's for like a few weeks, and then it's just
like there's definitely phases.
And if they have to say that, they're they're not like that.
Yeah, like I don't know.
If anyone has to tell you they're a nice guy or tell you they're loyal, they're neither of those things.
I'm going to reference the Hamilton musical.
Okay.
But, like, Alexander Hamilton, like, when he was trying to win over Elizabeth Schuyler, like, he
Yo, this is dumb. Is Hamilton the musical about Alexander Hamilton?
Yeah.
Did you not know that? What did you think it was about?
I thought it was about a teddy bear. But is there like an animated movie with a teddy bear that starts with an H?
Winnie the Pooh?
Benjamin Button.
Keep telling. It, he's wearing like a raincoat.
Benjamin Button.
Oh! Harrington. Hoppington.
Harrington.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah, Benjamin Button. Okay. Okay. Alexander Hamilton winning over.
Yeah, like Elizabeth Schuyler, like he literally wrote her a letter every single day.
The
Every
notebook.
Single
no,
day.
No.
I've never seen the notebook, but yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
hot take. We've been talking about the notebook in class a lot lately, and all the girls seem to love the movie, but guess who all seems to hate the movie? The boys.
Yeah.
The boys think that that movie is complete BS, and that they think that the girl in that movie is awful. No, she really didn't do anything wrong. Her parents forced her to leave.
Yeah.
Like, and then they were like, it's so unrealistic for a guy to write 100 letters or 365 letters.
Because you made it unrealistic. Because
you don't do that. Because you don't care. And then they think, like, that the girl is so rude for not opening the letters. It literally wasn't her fault. Like, her mom stole them from her.
Did you watch
the
movie?
Did you get any context out of that movie?
Well, that's like when boys watch the Barbie movie and we're like, oh, I hated it. You weren't the target audience. Sorry. Yeah.
Who was the target audience?
Women.
Okay.
And, like, little girls and kids in general.
Like, it was just about empowering women, and men hated that.
Well, I liked Ryan Gosling in it.
Yeah, me too. I actually haven't seen the movie, but
it's on Netflix. Hot take.
It's on Netflix.
I watched it.
You did watch it?
Did you like it?
All but the last 20 minutes.
What was the last 20 minutes? Oh.
After the Ken Kingdom started falling apart, and I'm like, no. I had to.
Wrong!
Yeah.
Incorrect buzzer.
When I asked what's the target audience, it was weird. And I only mean that, like, is this for adults? Is this for kids? And it was like, because it kind of flip-flop back and forth.
It was for women, like adult women and teenagers who grew up playing with Barbies.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, talking about what Barbies were made for.
Yeah. And it was to empower women. Like, Barbie had 200 jobs. Like, Barbie can do anything.
Like, that was their target, was so, like, women didn't feel like they just had to be stay-at-home moms. Like, they could do anything that they wanted to.
They could be an astronaut or a president or a teacher or whatever they want.
Or stay-at-home mom.
Or stay-at-home mom, honestly.
And that is the art of feminism. You can be whatever you want to be.
As long as you're a woman.
As long as you're a woman.
Back to courting and winning women's hearts. Yeah, there's no more jousting. There's no more duels at high noon.
Yeah, there's no more, like, Roman...
I'm not marrying a guy until he fights me to the death for me.
I will only marry a man if he killed a tiger.
Right.
For you.
If he slain the tiger, got me the hide.
Yeah.
You slay that tiger for yourself, not for me.
I want you to slay it for you, not for us.
And I don't know if we go back to that.
I don't think I will.
How you hit the rewind, because... If your generation's doing it, and then y'all are still going to be stuck in the same thing 15 years from now, and then think 15 years from now, who's going to replace you as teenagers?
Yeah.
Like, what does it look?
I look at little kids now, and I think they're, like, worse than what we were as kids, for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, when I was little, iPads and iPods and phones were not near as available as they are now.
Wait, this is my topic. We can't go into too much.
Breaking down romance, right? What is the point of romance, men and women getting together, what within a country, within a religion? It's to carry on that country. It's to carry on the human race, and it's to carry that religion, whatever it may be, that group, to the next generation. And I think what successfully, like, generation to generation carried on those is traditions. Look at, like, Czech culture, German culture, different Chinese and Japanese customs. Like, they have a strict set of rules and customs that they typically don't deviate from, unless, like, it's in the last 40 years. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of just do whatever we want. We dress as vampires for our weddings, or have a weird monogamous relationships, or, you know, 11 different pronouns. Like, society shifted in more directions in the last half century than it has in human history.
Yeah. Like, it's just almost disappointing, because the point of being in a relationship is to be with someone who you believe in, they believe in. Like, the point is in a relationship is to believe in something. Like, I believe that we will go somewhere, we will get married. Like, I believe in our relationship and our strength in that. But there's no believing in that anymore.
It's just become pictures on Snapchat.
It's just like, oh, I want to date the prettiest girl because she's pretty. Like, there's personality is not even on the list anymore. It's mannerisms.
So let's look at what's changed. And you said it right off the bat. The only real difference between now and 100 years ago is our access to technology and the common person's access to communication. Picture all of us. We're just pretty normal people. 100 years ago, our only medium of communication was letters.
Yeah.
And guess what? We aren't sending pictures. If you want a picture, I'm pretty sure it was expensive. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I had to gather around, sit for like 60 seconds while it was like, and getting developed. And yeah, you weren't just sending like selfies continuously. And
you couldn't just like, you had to stand, or you had to stay in the same face. You couldn't blink, mm-hmm. nothing, or the picture would turn out awful.
And so for dating and courting, your market was what was within like a day's reach of you, yeah. if that. And out of those people who you weren't related to, or not too closely related to. And so if you wanted to date someone from the outside, it was like literal mail order brides, or your mm-hmm. cousin has a friend from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And you're at, my dearest Catherine, I would appreciate it if you came to Southwest Nebraska and settled down. And yeah. that was how things were. And
I think the Amish are doing it right. They're still.
Yeah, no, real. We should all go Amish for
Let's go. I'll go Amish. I might meet my future husband.
Maybe. Okay. But you have to break it down to what is it all for? And it's literally to carry on your last name and to carry on. Like the human race, mm-hmm. like when you break it down to its core component, mm-hmm. and we've also kind of lost sight of what it's for. It's at some point it's turned into make the person makes you feel good, and it's your soulmate, which those are very nice things. But mm-hmm. I think we've also lost touch of what male female relationships are at the end of the day meant for. Look at most other animals; they like hook up and then never see each other again. But they're continuing their species.
But swans mate
for life.
Like,
and then don't they like commit suicide when their partner dies? Yeah. Which is so sad.
It is. No one just knows that anymore.
I think more people need to watch rom-coms.
Rom-coms, some Romeo Juliet type stuff.
Oh, maybe not Romeo.
Oh, we don't need to die.
Okay.
Yeah, we
don't need Hatfield and McCoy type stuff. Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I've heard of
it. It's basically real-life American Romeo Juliet. Okay. You know how in... Or did you guys read Romeo Juliet or do anything about it? It's like two rival houses, and Romeo's from one house and Juliet's from the other house. Mm. And so it's like a forbidden love type situation.
So like the pear and apple family from My Little Pony.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Sorry.
No, that was good.
That was funny.
Yeah, I concur. And I don't know if we can hit the reset button. I think back to the traditions things, like good traditions will stand the test of time. Mm-hmm. And whether it's a house built on good foundations, a good song people are going to listen to forever, good things last. And all of this stuff, I'm sorry, it's just kind of crap. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a weird, cloudy time humans are going through right now, but it'll sort itself out and we'll either revert back to love letters and jousting tournaments or whatever, however we were doing it before.
Killing lions.
Or something new and better will take its place. Mm-hmm. But bad things don't last. Like, I know this is like an extreme example, but the Soviet Union, the Nazi Empire, like they were super, super big and super, super bad and important at the time, mm-hmm. but literally not relevant anymore.
No, like those countries are some of the most, like, especially Germany. Germany is a mm-hmm. beautiful country now with lovely people. And
yep.
they have such different views of what they did in the 1930s, 40s. Like, yep. they are a changed country.
If anything, maybe embracing pre-Reich ideals and traditions and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people like that.
Mm-hmm. So, Dallas.
Yes.
What's your topic?
Well, coincidentally, my topic was going to be the JFK assassination, but cool. I didn't have...
oh, okay.
But I didn't have enough time to, like, I wanted notes. Okay. So then I remembered what I was going to say, but I didn't get that done. So I changed my mind today that technology has ruined childhood. Oh. So ours ties in, kind of. Because, like, we grew up, I had, like, an iPad mm-hmm. when I got older, but I didn't, like, have one right away. And mm-hmm. I, like, grew up playing outside, but then I look at kids now, and, like, there's 3-year-olds that are addicted to their iPad so bad that their parents have to bring it into like restaurants and mm-hmm. stuff, and that like totally ruins kids' creativity and like relationships with their parents, being able to talk to people.
If you as a child, like, my parents used to get complimented on how well behaved my sister and I were in restaurants. Like, they literally came up to our table and said, wow, your kids are so behaved. But also my parents threatened, like, you want to be sent to the car?
Yeah, you want to be spanked?
Do you want to sit in the car for an hour while we talk?
Well, like, I was pleased with, like, the little coloring sheet on my... I loved those! But, yeah, and I loved, like, coloring my sheet with my mom and playing tic-tac-toe and stuff. But, like, kids would not be satisfied with that
now. Playing word search with my dad. Like, yeah. I don't...
Or, like, when we were kids, we used to read, like, the back of a cereal box. Like, that was our idea of fun.
And they had, like, puzzles on the back.
Yeah, and, like, now kids just have their little iPad propped up and are watching Paw Patrol.
Like, don't get me wrong. I had an iPad. But I didn't.
I didn't abuse it.
Yeah, I never really got on it. And because, like, I had older brothers who would play with me. I had so many Barbies and My Little Ponies and, like, little things like that. And I had so many things to play outside with. Like, we had basketballs and volleyballs and we had hula hoops and jump ropes. Like, we had it all. And because my sister and I were not so glued to our iPads, like, we had such a vivid imagination.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, I was never given a screen time because I never had the problem. Yeah, the kids me now, either. They have to have screen times because they're constantly on their phones.
My mom never had to be like, okay, time to put the iPad down because, okay.
And it's so obviously a problem because, like, TikTok has, like, they'll give you, like, a timer. They'll be like, hey, you've been on this app for an hour. Instagram will do the same thing.
That's crazy.
And that's because it's been such a problem now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, two things how I think those are going to impact kids' life for the rest of their life is, like, a lack of creativity going forward. Anything they want is there automatically. And nowadays, you can go on to ChatGPT and it can make you a picture instantly. You used to have to learn to draw. If you wanted to see something and bring it into this world, you had to figure out how to draw it. Now, you just have robot artists make it for you in any style you want. And then I think in a second way, is instant gratification. I think that's going to affect their diet habits going forward, their relationship habits going forward. Like, they have it now. I pull up my phone, I pull up my iPad, I have entertainment now. And then if it's not in this reel, it's in the next reel.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not on this YouTube video, it's on the next YouTube video. And if you watch those kids play on their iPads, they're not playing one game. There's, like, all the games on
hundreds
the App Store downloaded.
It's like pages and pages of
apps. And their little
apps.
ADHD brain
and
can play,
like,
one for 45 seconds.
Each of their games. Right. Like, they're level 200 deep into each game.
But then they switch to the next one. And then they switch to the next one.
Or their
one.
Parents, like, feed into it and, like, buy them in-game currencies. Like, repeatedly without having an issue of doing it.
But it keeps them from having to deal with their kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, my niece has an iPad. But she definitely, like, there's a time and place, and she knows that.
Like, I know this little kid who has a VR headset, and he is, like, on it, like, all the time. Every time I see him, he has that thing on for, like, hours, and he's just, like, it's in another world. It's literally,
yeah,
he's in another world, and, like, he just is so competent in that.
And you know what the scariest part about that is? It's not that kids are doing it to get away from the world we're in now. It's just because they want to.
It doesn't, like, technology, like, release dopamine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just because they want to. Like, what happened to reading to get away?
I loved reading as a kid.
I
read
too.
So much.
I still love reading. Like, yeah, it, like, getting away to another world is fun, but when it's never ending, like, books end. Yeah. Series ends. Like, but when it's never ending.
With a book, at least, you have to slow down. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to focus for at least a minute, however long it takes you to read a page.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as far as theater of the mind, you're constructing things in your mind, text to mind, mm-hmm. rather than just it's there on your TikTok video.
Well, yeah. Like, I think, like, TikTok and Instagram, yeah, it's fun and it's great for a little bit, but it's like shorten people's attention spans to the point where, like, they can't, like, people don't watch YouTube as much because watching that 10-15 minute video is too long to them. Like, people, like, don't want to watch movies or TV shows because it's too long and they can only watch a video for 15 seconds before they get too bored.
And your attention span is in minutes supposed to be how old you are. Like, I should be paying attention to something for 17 minutes. You should be paying attention to something for 30 minutes. You should be paying attention to something for 60. Like, And that's not a thing anymore. It's down to,
seconds.
Seconds.
Literally seconds.
Like, a lot of kids my age is minutes. Like, 2-3 minutes.
Brain.
And they can't focus on something without Subway Surfers playing in the background.
Brain rot.
Brain rot, yeah.
So, you grew up in a different...
Time.
Not time, yeah. But, like, technology wasn't as probably where it was now. So, was that common for kids to be? Like, did you see kids that were addicted to their games as much as you do now? What'd you say?
If anyone was addicted back then, it was me to my Game Boy. I want to be anywhere but in this vehicle driving through the sand hills. But here I am.
Yeah, the sand hills.
Like you said, you show up to a restaurant and they have a mat with the same, you know, coloring things that you've done 35 times, but you're still happy because
you can just freehand draw
something. I could have like a horseshoe in the back seat and I could pretend it was a spaceship though. Exactly. And I could
or
figure
it's a
something
steering
out.
Wheel or like,
I wish I had just appreciated sleeping back then. I would have slept so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dig things, build forts with mud, dig things in the dirt, go slaughter a colony of ants.
The kids at my at St. Pat's used to play with worms.
Like, I never see little kids, like, play in the mud anymore. Uh-uh. Like, I loved doing that.
I used to get in trouble for doing that.
Same.
Because I would ruin
I dyed my hair brown for a week because of the mud.
Hell yeah.
Growing up in Curtis, it always seemed like there was marauding bands of kids. There were kids riding their bikes or little gangs of kids going to places, and the streets are empty. And this is Curtis. This is like a microcosm.
Yeah.
Of the entire country and then of the entire world.
But, like, I don't go to the pool anymore, obviously. Like, we go to the lake. But
I go to the pool. I don't care.
But, like, I, like, when I drive by there, there's, like, not as many kids there anymore. Like, when I would go there
like
as
it.
A little kid, it'd be full. Like,
madhouse,
to the point
yeah.
where, like, you didn't want to go to the pool because it was, like, packed.
Yeah, you wouldn't
and
get
now
a chance.
There's, like, maybe five people.
Mm-hmm. Even on, like, the hottest days of the summer,
when
my
you
sister
would
and I are
to
there.
Go to the pool. And, like, there's nobody there ever.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's at the park anymore. And the park is so nice. Like, they got a new one. And, like, if I was a little kid when we had this, I would have been there all the time.
I would have been all up on that. Like, I, growing up in my childhood home, right across the street from us was an empty lot. And nobody ever did anything with it. And I just hoped and prayed that one day, like, they're going to put a playground in it. They're going to put a playground in. And, like, just nothing has happened yet. And if there had been a playground there as a kid across the street from my house, oh my gosh, that could have been so cool. Like, yeah, it's an acre of land. You can do whatever you want with an acre of land. You can fit so much fun stuff in an acre of land.
Mm-hmm.
And they just never did anything.
I think iPads, YouTube, TikTok, it's come on so quickly. And it's come about quicker than humans have been able to react to it. So it's tough to blame parents and the kids that indulge in it too much, because there was no handbook and there's no past experiences to compare this like onslaught of information to. But look at, you guys are already talking about this and you guys are years away from having families.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're thinking about this now, obviously you're going to have different opinions than your parents had and then current little kids' parents have right now about their child's relationship with technology. Back to what we were talking with during your dating topic, like good things last and bad things won't. Like, we'll find a way through it and maybe find a way to healthily incorporate TikTok Reels, YouTube videos into kids' life. But it, all of a sudden, all this stuff all at once. We're still running, like, the hardware that our human brains are running is built for like cavemen and people people chasing tigers and gazelles around.
We're supposed to be painting on walls with our hands.
We're running like Mac, the newest Mac OS for your iPhone
and
right
I'm
now.
On Windows 1.
Yeah, but you're running like an OG blocky Windows desktop computer.
But like, we're at a place right now where people just want to create like new technology that's never been seen before, and it's just like so fast paced that I just don't know when it would stop.
Well, even computer science class right now, we're learning that technology advances way, way faster than you think.
Yeah, like, we don't realize it.
Like, the first computer, like, true computer to do something productive was made in the 40s, 1940s. And look at where we are now. We are in an insane position, not even 100 years later.
Yeah.
And the way technology's been democratized, and what I mean by that is that first computer in the 40s was probably
huge.
It was ginormous.
Yeah, the size of a room.
The guys who built it and operated it were probably like the smartest people on the planet.
Yeah.
And now literally the dumbest person on the planet can operate a computer. And not only own one that fits in their hand, and then look up anything that's ever happened.
But they're also able to voice their opinion on there.
And then and then also voice their opinion. And for human systems of government, for human social systems, and social systems include courtship, dating, mm-hmm. our government, every churches, religion, every organization, finding ways to implement this. Like, we're lagging behind.
Oh, yeah.
We're the little spinny wheel trying to figure out. But I think it'll buffer. It'll buffer someday, and we'll catch up or get a lot more caught up.
Yeah. I just... It's... Humans are stuck, but everything around us is just progressing and progressing and progressing. Like, architecture is totally different than it was 20 years
it's
ago.
It's so sad. Mm-hmm. And art,
not in a good way.
Art,
yeah.
Modern
I
art...
I hate modern art!
Modern art pisses me off. Like, a picture with a red... circle, a white canvas with a red circle in the middle is not art.
Yeah,
that's like, a Japanese flag.
A little
next.
Kid,
right.
A little yeah. kid can do. Oh yeah, a little sorry, kid can Japan. Do that. Sorry, Japan. No hate, but like, or like two green splotches. Like it doesn't. It's nothing.
Yeah, our art teacher literally wrote a critique in college on an all green canvas with one white square. What does that even mean?
How do you write that many pages about something?
10-page paper about a
I would
square.
Have two sentences. I hate this. Burn it.
It is green.
Burn it.
It is green. There's a square.
Sounds like someone who like doesn't want to get a real job and then made something and gaslit everyone else.
Well, and then like that stuff sells for millions of dollars. And I'm like, you can make this at your home mm-hmm. for $2.
Well, that's like the banana they duct tape to a wall.
That's art.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I can relate to.
Yeah, I get that.
And everything's so bland. Like, everything's just white, black, and gray. Like, they're taking the color out of our lives. Like, all modern cars, like,
they don't come in colors.
I want a pink car.
Yeah.
There's no pink cars.
No, there's not.
They're just black and white.
Why isn't there a pink car?
Right?
I've been saying this for
years. Isn't
why
my
isn't there
car
a pink?
Pink?
Yeah.
I don't know. I shouldn't look have to at Cowboys Corky's Coffee. There's not.
Okay, yeah.
The
this
pink
place
bench.
Is very
there's
black,
three.
White, and gray. But it's, like, modern. It looks like, yeah, the pink bench.
Oh, there's a pink bench.
Yeah. Props to me.
Yeah, props to Dallas. And your tiny little minifigure 3D printed things.
That's true. Those bring some mm-hmm. color. And I have a pink cap.
And my hospital bracelet.
And your hospital bracelet.
Yep.
I think my topic actually has a good symbiosis with both your guys' topic. And I'm comparing my high school years to your guys's. The coolest kid to be around back then wasn't necessarily like the most intellectual. Mm-hmm. It wasn't cool to be an intellectual. It wasn't cool to be good at school. It was cool to kind of be standoffish and distant. If someone ever said anything smart, the kid who said, "That's dumb," that was the funny kid.
Like, my brothers were geniuses in high school,
mm-hmm.
and they did have a lot of friends, but. And my oldest brother was the class president of everything and president of all of these different things. But they wouldn't let my other brother in because he to NHS because he wasn't enough of a leader.
Mm.
But he was so smart. Like every test he was taking, he was acing. Like his ACT was crazy and stuff like
mm-hmm. But meanwhile, the kid with the room temperature IQ
yeah.
gets to be
well, like
prompting.
The president. Yeah.
Or
I
like
think
something like
my
that.
Brother was on like the back half of that. Like
yep, mm-hmm. you're right.
Because like he would, like he's so smart and like yes, he's not the most athletic, but he like he couldn't do sports. Like he seriously physically couldn't. Like the doctors mm-hmm. wouldn't let him. But he seemed like he was almost like let out of like things for that. Like he didn't have as many friends mm-hmm. because he was considered just to be too smart.
Yeah.
And like now he's in college and people don't care about that. And he has mm-hmm. friends that like genuinely care about him.
Yeah, and it depends on what. Groups you put yourself in like if
right.
you're in sports yeah if you're gonna be on a group of 20 other people you're gonna have friends you're gonna have 20 other friends but like
and that might just boil down going to a super small rural school too mm-hmm. like this is just how it is we can whine about it but maybe it's this way and it's always been this way but you guys are still going to rural schools and mm-hmm. I don't know does it still seem like it's necessarily that way
I don't really think so either.
It's like because I think it's considered bad to be dumb almost because yeah. there's mm-hmm. people that like hate on you if you're not.
Yeah. And like all of the smart kids get more opportunities. Like they get to be in NHS, so they get to take this trip and go visit colleges and they get to.
Like I look at the difference of like our honor roll, like the amount of people in our honor roll versus like, and maybe it's just from school to school
mm-hmm.
because there's a lot of kids in our honor roll, but then I look at neighboring schools and there's. not a lot of kids. Like maybe and one or two per class. And for us, it's
And I think
most of the class is in honor roll.
Yeah, our school really, really, really strives in sports. Like that's the one thing people care about. But they're really starting to push for like being
academics.
Smart.
Yeah.
Like I don't think there was a single speech pep rally until 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When we made it to state.
Or like FFA wasn't like,
no, we didn't do FFA send offs. Like FBLA, who cared about that? Like now we're doing, now they're doing so many fun things for the school mm-hmm. that
it's
like
it's not just for sports.
No, it's making
or like
kids want to get involved.
They'll make snack packages for us when we go to one act. Like they do mm-hmm. care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think involving little kids in it helps because if you can motivate a little kid by saying, hey, if you make this for a high schooler now, when you get to high school, kids will make it for you too. Mm-hmm. Like, that's almost a motivator to be involved in things.
Yeah.
And try hard at them.
Be involved in things. Be involved in what interests you.
Mm-hmm.
And rewarding people for excelling at something.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be this one niche weird sport that you'll never play again in your life.
Wait. What'd you say?
Niche.
No.
Niche. You've been saying
rewind.
Niche for a long time, and I've just never corrected him on it.
Has it always been niche?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, where I'm from, we say
niche.
Oh, I've never heard that.
I say niche. I say pecan instead of pecan.
That's okay. Like pecan. Anyways, moving on.
Niche. Yeah, niche sport that you'll probably never play again in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, reward success. Reward people for being good, being excellent is something.
And
don't shame them for just, if anything, I think it's really cool. Find the weirdest person. If they really love something and they're enthusiastic about it, like fan that as much as you can.
Because
mm-hmm. that's kind of missing in the world too. It's just enthusiasm.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are, like, I will notice, like, there are friend groups for sure. Like, mm-hmm. like there's, like, definitely the athletes, like, they're in a group. And not the, like, nerds necessarily, but, like, speech kids or, like, just kids that aren't into sports as much. They do, like, mm-hmm. tend to find each other. And I'm, like, I know I'll never get, like, invited to, like, a sports kids lake party. And
but
I'm fine with
yeah,
that.
I don't
but
really
I don't
go.
Think it's, like, considered it's, like, because you're too smart for them.
Yeah, now it's just a matter of, like, who you are surrounded with all day is who you make friends
it's
with.
It's like, honestly, whatever extracurricular you do or if you do any is how your friend groups are.
Like, Dallas,
for the most part.
Dallas and I's hangouts were one-act practice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the whole one-act season. Like, that's where we hung out every day.
And so I wonder if there's a paradigm shift from the coolest person in the class, the coolest person in the room, being the most standoffish athletic guy, to just being the person who's truly able to be their self, maybe the most intellectual person. To use an example, and I'm not saying we copy Soviet Russia from the 80s, mm-hmm. but go into any classroom in Soviet Russia in the 80s, and the coolest kid in the room would have been whoever was best at math. It's like, wow, that's the...
Well,
he has the brightest future ahead of him.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I think it does vary from school to school because, like you said, like their honor rolls are shorter.
Right.
But, like, just viewing, like, from my boyfriend's school, like, the smartest kids in the room are, like, the people that they don't want to be around. Like, yeah, they're, like, a little weirder or, like, they're just not people they want to be around. Like, the smart people are weird.
Yeah.
Because there's not one kid in sports on their speech team, I don't think. Like, and no, like, that's the same way for us, kind of. I mean, we have, like, one person on our speech team that's also in sports.
Yeah, but that also is because, like, I used to do sports and mm-hmm. speech at the same time. It's just hard to juggle.
Oh, for sure.
Like, it's, like, almost impossible mm-hmm. to do speech and basketball at the same time because
of
games.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand.
But I think it's just, like, they don't want... I think they're just scared to try it.
Yeah. People are way too scared of public speaking nowadays, but it can get you so far.
That, mm-hmm. but then, like, also the coaches don't want them to do it. Like, there's,
yeah.
like, some of the coaches at our school were, like, saying that if the boys were to have joined one act, they would have had to run for it. Like, they would have had extra punishment in practice. Like,
yeah, and one of the kids in our class was like, I would have done it, but I didn't want to run extra in practice for performances.
Yeah.
Like, that is such a terrible punishment for a kid getting out and doing what they want to try.
two things. I don't want to take away. I don't want to take away from sports. Mm-hmm. And then I also don't want to take away that some people are weird.
Yeah.
Whether you're a smart kid or a dumb kid or a sports kid, some people are also just weird.
Weird. Yep.
But it gets back to with your question about dating, like, mm-hmm. what are we doing here? And then coming back to my question about a classroom, mm-hmm. what are we doing here? Are we creating future leaders of this country? And then, like, to answer your question, are we creating, like, lasting couples to yeah. create future leaders for this country? And I think you have to ask that, get back to the roots sometimes. Mm-hmm. But you get caught up in all these activities and...
Yeah, like Martin Luther King said, only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. Like, it has to take a step back.
You do.
Like, good things only come when you take a step back. And I think that's what's happening in the world right now. Things are getting scary. Like, there's wars in the East and stuff like that. But we will overcome that. And we'll be better and nicer and view things differently than we do now.
But it has to get bad.
But it has to get bad first.
Yeah. And it's hard. It's hard to take a step back and reflect when you are just, like, charging ahead. Mm-hmm. And you talk to any high school parent right now, like, it just feels like everyone's charging ahead, especially mm-hmm. like spring sports or springtime and activities.
I'm like never home. Like, yeah. I don't do sports, and I like see my parents for like probably 15 minutes a day. That's it.
Let alone time for self-reflection.
Well, yeah, like mm-hmm. I don't have time to just like think to myself. And then like I feel bad for my parents because I go home and like I don't even have time to like, I don't want to talk to anyone else because I've just.
Yeah, you've been talking all day.
I've been talking all day. I just want to sit in my bed and like not even be on my phone, but just like.
I love being on my phone.
Just like think.
I love sitting in my bed and watching Instagram.
I think the shift has been probably in part due to podcast. Mm-hmm. Whether even the dumbest podcast, even if kids are listening to Theo Von or Call Her Daddy. At least people are sitting down and listening to longer, drawn-out conversations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, okay, but the only problem, like, anybody, too many people have podcasts. Like,
including us three.
Including us. But there's just some people who really don't need a podcast.
Like, they're just trying to talk about their high school lore.
Yeah.
Like, they're not trying to...
Musicians and influencers, like, honey, okay, your job is TikTok.
Like, not every influencer needs to have...
No.
That's probably true.
At least they are sitting down with other people face to face.
And talking.
And talking. Yeah. And even if they're talking by themselves, at least they're having some thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But and some sort of self-reflection.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just think there's too many political podcasts.
Episode one of our podcast. There's just too many podcasts.
God, I hate podcasts. There's just too many.
Hey, this is for a purpose.
Right. Yeah. The purpose is
me.
The purpose is promoting this coffee shop.
Promoting that's the true. Coffee shop.
White Rabbit's my favorite coffee drink.
It's a lot of people's favorite coffee
Cowboys
drink.
At Cowboys Corgi's
it's
Coffee.
So good. Just it's so simple, but it's so good. I'm not gonna give you the recipe. So you have to come in and get
and
one.
And you have to get some cookies.
And cookies. And a Red Bull.
You're come, not getting that recipe either.
No, come try your secret. Recipe White Rabbit made with hazelnut, caramel, and white chocolate.
Made with love. That's the secret ingredient is love.
I think we talked about that like the first 5 minutes that I got here my first day. You were like, as long as you make it with love, that's all that matters. I swear he said that.
No, so I did. Funny.
I think you did.
I think it was in an interview when I first opened. A news station lady came and asked me. And I said, you know, as long as I have a feeling that if I do things with love, the prophets will follow, or something like that. And my brother, still to this day, has to bring it up.
And now every time an old person walks through the door, it's made with hate.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Sometimes.
We don't hate old people.
No, we don't. It's a joke.
We love our elder.
Yeah.
Well, folks, that's been 45 minutes.
We did a 45-minute podcast, and we didn't get off topic.
Look at us go.
Only took us like 10 tries.
We covered modern dating. We covered how technology is influencing children. And we covered the paradigm shift in the coolest person in the classroom. So next week, do you guys have any ideas for what you want to hit?
Would you rathers?
Would you rather?
just crazy would you rathers. We all get on Reddit and look up the craziest things we
can find. That is like the most unproductive podcast ever.
But they're so funny to listen to. I love Would You Rather podcast.
I think
we should do a conspiracy theory podcast.
We did one.
No, but we're starting
that
over.
That turned into Jenny Mom.
Yeah, and we're starting over. Like, this is episode one now. Backstory, we have three published episodes and Jane's deleting them. Sad face.
What if we all talked about our favorite art media? Like, whether you like paintings or music or...
How about next week is art media related?
Okay.
Yep, and that can be anything. All right, folks, see you next week or see you here at Cowboys Corgi's Coffee, Main Street, Curtis. Bye.
Yeehaw.
Bark.